Don't wanna be all by myself. I don't wanna be all by myself anymore. Sternbach is gone. He thinks his GP is too high. He's got his head up his butthole. Good luck to you. What's up, everybody? I'm here by myself. I don't know if Sternbach's gone for good, but I'm tired of asking him. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this NFL thing with the three canteen people, and I'm too cool. What's your GPA, bro? You're only at 9.5. I'm at like 11.5, so I'm too good for you." One, you're a Raiders fan, so one. That's one. Two, you ain't even from the East, like West Coast. You're from the East Coast. Three, what? What? We've been doing this how long? You want to hit me with what's my GP at? All right, so we're gonna attempt to do this on our own. I'm gonna do it from my phone today because I know how to do this where I can like do the screen share. You can kind of see me. Can I reverse this? Hold on, that's my finger. Can you reverse this somehow? No, it does not look like you can reverse this. It's all good though. It was all good just a week ago. What does this do? Hold on. I'm playing around with this. Oh, only S Pen. All right, I'm gonna use my S Pen. So yeah, I'm gonna try this on my own. It's probably gonna be quick. Just touch base. We got some questions answered for the podcast, you know, questions of the week for the people, people's champ. That song was the song I sang last time when he notoriously disappeared without anybody's knowledge. But you know, nerd boy thinks he knows about football all of a sudden. So I like talking bad about people. So I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that. I've known the dude for how long, and he's just gonna not make time to do this podcast. He's gonna do the other one, even though I've been playing every day. Every day I'm logging in. I'm playing every day. Here I am playing again today. but it's all good. It's all good. That's what I said last time. So I figured instead of doing a quote, I'll just reiterate that if you're looking to be on the Good Morning Corban podcast as a guest, please let Mikey Blue Eyes Boom know. Because as of right now, he's running this solo and he hates talking by himself because he hates talking a period in general. And you know, now I'm here by myself again and it's a little different, it's a little weird, and I can like hear the sound of my own voice. So if you're looking to be on, hit me up on the greatest Discord in all the land. Good morning Corban Discord. We're on Facebook, Instagram. I don't do Instagram for Star Wars Galaxy Heroes, but not on Instagram. And we're also on Reddit, which Reddit game is kind of weak. Mostly Facebook, mostly Discord. Look up Good Morning Corbin on those two, and it's me on there. I'll normally respond after if you respond to a question, I answer the question, but I don't want to respond to your question before I answer the question on the podcast because then you know the answer, and then therefore. You know, and sometimes it's just comments, so it's nice to just hear people's, you know. As a matter of fact, what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna read the question first and then do my little spiel because I've thought about mixing that up for a while now. So let's just hold on. I can pause this real quick. So let me pause it real quick, and then we're gonna pull up, you know, my thing. Hold on. All right, so here we are. This is the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes SWGOH Good Morning Corban podcast post. This is from December 21st. It's been a while. I got a little busy traveling, so I just had to do something. The question was, Good Morning Corban wants to know, how is everyone gaming recently. Got some new characters coming out with quote unquote Darth Bane and Mando Sword Chick. Thoughts, comments, or concerns? You know, I love those official Galaxy of Heroes names. Who is everyone leveling up now with Mikey finally going after Midnight Crisis Luke? Anything is possible. We'll get into that later. Seems as if the game is also going in a different direction. Are we all enjoying this direction? What would you prefer? New raids, fun, and let us know. All comments are read on the podcast and discussed. All comments are read on the podcast and discussed first today. So Robert Lee Wise, who has also been on the podcast before, I don't know if he's still playing or not. It sounds like he is, but he says, oh, wait, he must have posted two things because he's, all right, here we go. We'll do the first one that he posted. Love Darth Bane coming to the game. Been saying that he was needed for a long, all caps time. I may be biased since he's one of my favorite characters. Hence, my in-game name, Darth Bane Kenobi. LOL. Not a big fan of the Endor speeder bike raid. Actually prefer the crate to it. Think the bundles are a big positive, so the new players will up their rosters and feel like they're helping their guilds grow. I know that they won't, for the most part, have growing pains like those of us who had to grind something for months on end. But overall, I think things are okay. Then he ends with, I also completely forgot to mention, I would love, all caps, to see a sandbox mode. Kind of like squad slash arena fleet. You pick what levels your opponent is. Nothing too fancy. Their mods can be arranged for what level you choose. What level you choose. For what level you choose. I think that makes sense. I feel like there should be a comma in there. It does not matter. This way, those of us who aren't at 8 to 12 million with whale funds can try out those, say, 5-star Kellerbeck with a Jedi team. Or say you have a 5-star executor and want to see how it would compare against a little stronger fleet. I mean, as I said already in this podcast, Stern was ripping on me for not having 11.5, you know, million, even though he took time off, you know, he's back on top and But I agree with you. I think it would be nice, you know, to kind of just go against somebody, this and that, you know. As it goes to Darth Bane, also one of my favorite characters, Mr. Wise, but I don't like how he looks in this. I think they said that in the book, the Drew Cashmerian, whatever his name is, book, which I have, I think directly behind me somewhere, they say he's like 2 meters tall, which is like, man, like 6'6" or something. And, you know, he was a slave in these mines. Growing up in the beginning of the book, like he worked his whole life in these mines. I forget the name of the mines, but like, you know, like he's jacked. And the dude that they represent, you know, I don't know why Kathleen Kennedy and her little crew wants to make just their own version of things. But, you know, there is no skinny version of Bane anywhere in lore. So I agree. He's one of my favorite characters too. I just don't like the way they represent him in the game. Endor speeder bike raid. I haven't even tried to figure out like how to play better at that. I finally got my Jabba to like Relic 7 and they don't do the crate anymore. So it kind of sucks because I wanted to see how he would have done. But now we do this stupid bike raid with all these camo dressed rebel idiots. You know, like, oh, let's change your thing for the thing. Okay. Bundles. Yeah, I don't really use the bundles, to be honest. Yeah, and sandbox mode. I think sandbox mode is good. I like the concept of the sandbox mode. Jerry Schneider says, even the new tunes that are needed for feats are enough theory crafters out there and figure out how to cheese those feats. Bit Nasty has great videos about each sector and feats. I don't mind Conquest one bit. It's my favorite PvE game mode. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting warmed up to Conquest just because, you know, you don't really have a choice, do you? I mean, you kind of just, you got to deal with it. You don't have a choice. You either do it or you don't do it. And if you don't do it, then you're going to either get kicked out of your guild or, you know, it's like bragging rights at this point. We're going to get into how I'm doing in my GAC too, buddy. Sure, we're going to get into that. Absolutely hate, this is Brian Sally, absolutely hate they won't theme Conquest. Actually, generally hate the state of Conquest, though I'll admit the battles themselves have improved, where they just throw out feats that can't be accomplished with without their new toy. I mean, yeah, that is your typical, that is your typical. There should be another Capital Games BS. Let's see. I think Mo Ali's comment on another one. Yeah, this is his. He said, burnt out partially from real life, partially from how much you need to do in the game these days. Feels less and less like a game. That being said, I'm farming Zeppo teams for TB and ticket farming Leia. Nice, buddy. I hope he's doing good. I haven't heard from him in a while. Let's see all comments. Are there more comments? This is where Facebook gets me. All right, I'm gonna pause it real quick. We're gonna do the Discord version. Hold on. All right, weekly questions. Here we are. Let's move my photo real quick. As you can see all my stuff on the side. I'll have to figure out how to get rid of that. Not that it matters. Let's see here. Mongo X-Ray. Mongo X-Ray has been on the podcast. Veteran. Hope he's doing better. Had a little rough spurt, but I heard he's back on track. Good for him. Miss you, guy. Miss you, buddy. Shout out to Mongo X-Ray, great guy. I'd be lying if I said that everything was good, but I'm still upright. Started a new hobby this last year, welding slash metal fabrication and woodworking. Terrible at all of it, but it's fun for me. Yeah, you can't get any worse than you're doing then, apparently. Just keep it up, bud. Even made a commission for a job. Made a trailer hitch cargo carrier and threw in a sword since it was my first actual paying job. I mean, who doesn't like swords? Indeed. The S word. I'll take swords for 400. Oh, that's funny. All right, that's our only comment on that one. So, oh wait, oh man, I missed all these. Oh my gosh, where were all these at? Oh, I started at the bottom. I had to start higher. All right, so I'm not used to doing this live. All right, so Vlad Sander, who's been, following us for a while now. I'm on a quest. ... In my favorite Razor Crest. Sorry. I'm attempting to take Commander Luke Skywalker to the first relic level before I go back after the requirements for Star Killer. I'm on a quest in my favorite Razor Crest. I like it. I think you should trademark it. So far, the game remains fun. As a matter of fact, my guild, the Knights of the 501st, is planning on a run second attempt on the speeder bikes raid soon. Oh, nice. We didn't do half bad our first attempt. That's awesome. Darth Draker, we are living in the golden age of SWGOH. Jedi Knight Jar Jar is in the game, and the best version of Darth Bane will be soon. This is Darth Draker being a douchebag. If only they would drop another version of Kylo Ren slash Ben Solo. We could have a full team of Kylos. Matt, the Star Killer base radar technician. Randy, the intern. Okay, Boomer. Ah, Darth, I'm gonna have to get you on the podcast so I can cut all of your audio and they can just hear me talking. If you listen to that episode back in the day, you'll know what I'm talking about. Jedi Master Kai Vale Shakalaka. This guy's been around forever. He only speaks in puns or limericks or something, where he's like, Mando sword chick, dot dot dot. Wow, dot dot dot. I love it. Nods and unexpected approval. Yeah, I should probably know her name, but that's why I'm not nerdy like the rest of the podcasters. You know exactly who I'm talking about. It's just, she's got the dark sword there. She's with her helmet on and swinging stuff, and good for her. Like the ketchup features. This is Darth Big Dog. This is like the ketchup features they added. Light speed packs. Finally got Rey. Almost done with Leia's ultimate. And we'll be unlocking LV in a month or so. Not a big fan of the new raid. I just feed in teams, hide a low relic, and hit auto, which is what they say to do, because otherwise you get dementia. They should steal right ideas from the LOTR team. That game's rate is 4 24-hour levels, each different mechanics. Keeps things interesting without being too grindy. I still like the TB and Conquest. TW is a boring slog. What are your predictions for the 2024 GL? Oh, you hit me with the 2024 GL. Man. Okay, first, I think LOTR is Lord of the Rings. I just want to clarify on that, and I'm saying it out loud just to have somebody maybe come on the Discord and be like, "Yes, it is. You are very intelligent. Thank you," is my response. Oh man, 2024 GL. Well, the last one we got was the speed bike Leia, which, deep down inside, we all wish it would have been, Jabba Hutt bikini Leia. You could have made it cool where she, was the anti-Jabba Hutt, bang bang. She even showed it in the game, like strangling Jabba, and that could have been a move. She jumped back there, but whoever it was, okay, so the first thing that comes to my head, and this is because I'm OR based, since we have the Darth Bane, we have Darth Bane coming. I kind of want like the story Lord Darth Bane, or maybe a, judging off of the themed conquest, you could have a Revan that is two sworded. And basically, he can be light side or dark side. And you can put him with either. And, if you choose to put him with light side, he's got to be all light side. If you choose to put him with dark side, you put him all dark side. I've said this for like 6 years. And as the game's developed, I've kind of wanted them to do it, even though they haven't yet, which is fine. In reality, I mean, if they're sticking to the theme, I suppose you would have a dark side empire type of tune. Would that be another Vader? Would that be like a, I mean, we already have a Vader. We don't have like a Darth Vader GL though. We have a Luke, we have a Darth, a Lord Vader, with a blue lightsaber. I mean, in my head, you got to do GL Darth Vader. I don't know how you would do that because you couldn't really revamp the old one. You could have him look differently, supposedly. That'd be interesting since he's already in the game. That just makes sense to me, though. I don't know why that makes sense to me. It's got to be a dark side character, though, to me, because they just put out a light side GL. Please don't, I don't want to, please don't be another Kylo. I don't even know what other version of Kylo you could have. I mean, it could be an OR, man. It could be an OR. We don't have, a GL Bane or a GL Malak or a GL Malgus. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I probably some Empire character. I don't know who. Like, Leia was a Force user. Jabba was the only one who wasn't a Force user. Maybe a non-Force user dark side? Who would that be? A Thrawn? Could you make a Thrawn GL? That seems silly to me. I don't know. I'll think about that. You put me on the spot. That was out of nowhere. I'm gonna stick with OR. I'm gonna roll with OR. I don't think you have a Mando one unless you come out with another Luke Skywalker somewhere down the line in the series or something. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't come down to how long you're in a movie or in a show. It just comes down that you were in it. So, that's a whole nother topic of conversation. Mongo X-Ray already posted before. I already read his later post, but he said, "What this game is still going?" Question mark. I thought for sure after I left Capital Games would have went under. I'm not back. I just opened Discord for the first time in over 6 months and thought I'd say hi. Oh yeah, man. And then that's why he responded. Cool. Okay, El Deuterino. Just Love El Duderino, man. He's always got the best comments. Mando sword chick. Dot dot dot. Interesting that they placed her on the same solo tier as Gas, Malik, and JKL. All caps, anyways. Dot dot dot. Game is solid. Loving my Leviathan. Just hit 7-star this week. Nice. Oh man, I haven't even unlocked that thing yet. And looking forward to unlocking Riva next ROTE. Look at this guy. He's killing it. Good for him. New raid is kind of a dud. Like others have said, it's just an auto mission. Looking forward to Bane. SEE, which to us here at Good Morning Corban is life support, Palpatine. Sith Emperor has been long overdue for a real lifter. Can't wait to see how that looks down the road. Long live the Empire. All right, so that was all the comments. I forgot to scroll up. So, you know, once again, if you want to see us, Good Morning Corban, we are the Discord page to go to. You know, all 63 members, 12 of which are currently online. I'll be right back. We're going to go in game. Boom. All right. So, here I am. In game. I mean, I guess we can go right into the GAC. Because we're in the first round of the GAC. And here I am, Bronzium 2. I know, it's so I was up to Chromium like 1, and then I dropped because I missed a few of them, but I'm on a steady climb, you know, obviously, my current round is, you know, I feel bad, but like, I do have to climb, so this dude's like 5 point, you know, 9.12 million. You know, he's got 1 GL. You know, the only reason I lose, obviously, is because they get their one hit, and even if they don't win, you know, and I'm not a whale, these 9.4, you know, like, whatever. Sorry, but I still got, you know, 1, 2. I don't have loser GLs in my non-favorite, so, you know. 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 of the 8, I guess now. Counting Leia. I took Malgus to Relic 9. Because he's a fave. He's a fave. Not a big deal. You know, I mean, hey, like. Dude. What do we got over here, huh? What do we got over here? Who's this guy? We got this guy here. You know, we don't play here. Good morning, Corbin. I got that Malgus, the nice one. This is the collector's edition Star Wars Old Republic. Hey, one more time, just in case you didn't see it. Just keep him in the box. I'm getting all dusty. And this is on top of him. This is my Superman, yeah. And like, this is, I thought it was Doomsday, but I guess it's like Earth 1 Superman.
That's supposed to be Earth 1 Sports. It's in the game.
Batman. So, oh, we're getting updates. Yeah, well, deal with it. Nick's updates, deal with it. Oh, yeah, let's go to Buffalo. Beating those Dolphins. You Dolphins fans. Thought you were going to win that AFC Championship game, didn't you? And we played the worst half of football in the history of our season. Other than maybe the Jets game. And you still couldn't beat us. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, Relic 9 Malgus. Then where's my fave? The Relic 9 Sith Marauder. Now he dropped a little bit in total speed. He's only at 316. I think that's 7th now in the entirety of the game. So I apologize. Now let's go to, oh man, this one here. Guardian mech pack. Blah. Let's give you guys Baby Yoda, but you can't see him when you play with them. So what was El Duderino talking about? Somebody got put in the same tier. There she is. What's her actual name? Bo-Katan Mandalore. Good for her. Upgrade the Relic 7. So all these need to be Relic 7. Oh my gosh, like seriously? 4-star. Though, out of all the Jedi, like, I would probably... He's dual lightsaber in it. I could see myself, you know, going after him, maybe. I mean, I don't even know. None of these are even 7-star, so... Yeah, here, watch. Upgrade, boom. Oh, look, it went up a little bit. Take that, Sternbach. I don't even mods on these guys. Mandalore, Beskar armor. I should have him. Yeah, Relic 2. Here we go. Look, he's looking down at him. I'm like, what's up, little baby Yoda? Yeah. Okay, Mike. You need to upgrade us. And the baby Yoda's like, yeah, upgrade me, me. Anyway, let's go to the real deal. Galactic Legends. Ooh, look at this. Featured my arse. 9 out of 16. Oh, he's going for midlife crisis, Luke. Pull the chocks. Pull the chocks. All right. So this is probably the most painful leveling up. Still no mods on him. Let's see what we got here. I think these are fleet. These are fleet shards. Let's see if I can level up somebody here. Yeah, I already spent, I'm not spending 200 crystals on this fool. I do have some fleet shards, don't I? Or some shards to use on fleet. Yeah, we can use one of them. Yeah, that's it. I was trying to level up people earlier. Nothing? I got nothing. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, man. So he's at, what gear was that? I don't even know what gear was that. I get a Relic 3. I currently have him at gear 12, which is, he was gear 7 last week. This guy's at gear 11. He was gear 7 last week. R2 should be Relic'd because I have Luke. He's at 3, he needs to get to 7. And Mom Mothma, she's not relic'd. She's at gear 9. Ugh. At least she's got mods on. I think I used her once for something. And then old Ben, who I actually used with the... what squad is that? I have it saved. I'll look it up. I can't remember who I used him with. I feel like it's a... They're not the Starkiller one, is it? Is it the Starkiller one? Oh, my memory is terrible. We're at 9 out of 16. As you can see, I'm sitting at the 144s. So I'll probably take that journey with you guys when I get there. I'll see you when I get there. If I ever get there. When I get there. Let's do this for the day. Multi-sim. Easy button. There we go. 19 hours left. I'm sitting at 348 out of 365. I actually completed it, which... Yeah. Pickle Rick! It's pretty amazing for me. You know, and it's not like I don't know how to do it. I just don't do it. I guess I could try to get to 365. Let's see. What do we got to do here? I event feats with a full first order squad. General Veers. Oh, that's going to be hard to do. How many do you get for that? Oh, what the hell is this? Deployable cooling systems. Whenever an ally gains a buff, they have 50% chance to reduce their cooldowns by one. Nice. That's pretty cool, man. Princess Nessa. Kanananananasa. Sounds like the record's stuck. Kanananananasa. Chief Ch-ch-ch-ch-chirp. Wicked Basket. Poopaloo. And Lanalog, right? That's like code for Ray taking a dump. Log, Ray, get it? Just drop the log. Anyway. Oh man, I'm like close on some of these. No such thing as luck. That's what I say when I play hockey. Complete a battle with an over-prepared active. Complete all rebels. Ugh. Fast pass plus. I actually got that because even though I hate Bane and how he looks, I still kind of want to get him. I mean, let's just real quick before we do this. Let's just go to him and let's just see what he looks like. Does this look like a guy who's 6'6" and like probably 270? Where is he? Where are you, buddy? Where are you, buddy? You're way down here. Man, look at all these tunes. Admiral Trench still never got him. Third Sister still never got her. Man, there's a bunch of they're all. I think Admiral Trench is dark side, isn't he? Yeah, he is. Still don't have him though. I mean, come on, man. I'm trying. Let's take a look at Darthy Bane. With the orange lightsaber too. I remember him ever having an orange lightsaber. Nor did he ever use a staff like that. This is so freaking Clone Wars BS. And like they use stuff from the Rule of
Pickle
Two. They
Rick!
use, you know, only the strong survive, essence of dominance.
Pickle Rick!
Oh man. Why do they do that to him?
Pickle Rick!
Gross. Kathleen Kennedy. Freaking. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say what you want to say right now. You don't need the smoke, because where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I mean, this is where it gets a little bit redundant. This is also where I try to clean up any of the two out of threes that I have. You know, and oh, look at this. Perfect first order, baby. And while this plays, so I don't get distracted, because you know me, I struggle doing two things at once. You know, I just do want to get into the repetitiveness of these conquest battles. As you can see, you can pretty much auto these at this point. So it just comes down to like, you know, just redoing everything over and over and over and over again. That's three out of three. I got any more? Two out of threes? What's this one? Oh, I got two out of three with these guys. I was probably using there was a light side squad that you used to get one of the feats for the actual sector level. If I remember correctly, I'll double check that. Though I don't like autoing him right off the bat because I can't get my two pokies. Because, you know, when you're with a girl, you don't want just one pokey. Like, you can get two pokies. Yay! Ooh, rack that check. And then you can auto it, because then the next one's going to be swipey, not pokey. If we even get to swipey. Ooh, swipey! Swipey, not pokey. this is where Sturm and go, this is because you use first order officer, and first order officer gets him harder, faster, longer. Who was I supposed to use? Ah, resistance characters, that's what it was. That's probably why I got two out of three, because those resistance characters are weak. Saw Gerrera. Ooh, that's gonna be a tough one. My Saw Gerrera is like a gear eight. Albeit seven star. We don't have to do any more of these. I just want to talk. Someone talked about the redundancy of conquest, and this is what you get when you get all of the proper disks, data disks. I mean, in all honesty, they give you one for the Pass Plus. Oh, I love sniping her. Oh, I did swipe you. Pokey. It's like I'm calling you out. She wasn't such a baby in the movies. Take off that ridiculous helmet. Here, let's go into data disks. All these consumables I never use, which I probably should. All these, I wish you could like sell these and like get something for them because you just have them extra. So this is what I used. I used the thermal exhaust. You know, enemy gains 5 debuffs. They gain 2 stacks of thermal detonate for 2 turns, which can't be resisted. Doesn't stack, but who cares? I used unstable detector. I'm sorry, delic decelerator. Duh. Unstable decelerator. Whenever an ally deals damage to an enemy, the enemy loses 8% turn meter, which I like-y. I never understood the one where the bad guy gains turn meter. There's a reason for it. It was explained to me, and it still didn't register because I was like, "That's dumb. I don't like that. I don't know why you want that." Then deadly momentum. I think that's the one I got when I got the Pass Plus, which is for like $20, which is all allies ignore 30% of an enemy's protection and gain 30% offense until the end of the encounter. When an enemy falls below 100% health, the disc affects a trigger. When enemies fall below 100% health, also trigger 70% and 40%. So that's nice. She. Oh, I forgot when I was playing. Wait, hold on. I'll do it in a second. Whenever an enemy takes a turn, a random ally gains 100% turn meter for disruptive reactions. I got this during the course of the game. I forget where, but you know, there's a bunch of these I probably could use, but I just won't. Like this consumable boost, I don't use consumables, so why would I use you? You know, like it doesn't make any sense. There's another one I took off, but whatever. Let's go to, I forgot, I wanted to use this before it ended because I felt like John Madden when I was playing with this earlier before I started recording. So let's see. Yeah, Greg. So what you have here is oh, I hit the button too fast. I got excited. Here, watch this shit. Check this shit out. What you have here, Greg, is this guy here is gonna get the football here, and what he's gonna do is he's gonna attack this guy right here. Boom. And when we do booms, we do them in red. Boom. Here we go. Boom. And then next, what we're gonna have is we're gonna have this guy here. He's gonna give this right here to this guy over here. And then he's gonna go. Boom, but remember, we only do our booms in red. So watch. Boom. Well, we gave it to him. He's got the ball, Chris. Oh, wait, I got the marker on still. Hold on. I'm just drawing dots. He's got you right here. Boom. And then boom. Boom. Yeah. Shall I continue? And then you see this guy here is gonna hit this button here. And then he's gonna give it to this guy here, as you can see. And then this guy here is gonna go boom on this guy here. Boom. Here we go. Oh, I gave the wrong guy. Whatever. That's funny. I messed up. I hope he doesn't die. Don't die! Don't die! I'm back to the auto. Anyway, so as you can see, you know, now I can draw. So look out. Once I get my S Pen out next time, I have it somewhere out here. I forgot it. But I'm gonna be John Madden. Boom! All right, we can close this now. And I think I covered everything that I wanted to cover. I mean, there hasn't been any new characters since our last podcast. As you can see, I finally got Redis 7-star, and then this, I got all these characters to 7-star. The problem is I'm trying to get all my tunes to Relic, so therefore I can get the Midlife Crisis Luke. So that's currently my debacle. I try to stay as focused as possible. And then I also got lost because I had to take, I'm trying to take all my Inquisitors to, I'm trying to take all my Inquisitors to Relic 7 so I can use them to get the Third Sister shards, right? So I got all of them but one and two. I got Grand Inquisitor and I got Eighth Brother needs to come up. So I got those that need to come up, which is unfortunate because that takes away from my GL hunt. And then I also took what's his name? Where is he at? The dark side guy who just ended for the conquest. Where did he go? The guy from the video game. Whoops, at the wrong Darth Allen, yeah. What's his name? Oh, right here. Taran Malakos. Took him to Relic 2. Still don't have any mods. I thought I put mods on him. I guess I didn't. But I'm also hitting a shortage of these bad boys. No, not these bad boys. I'm hitting a shortage of these bad boys right here, which I always forget to check. And I usually spend my money on these because I don't have enough of those. I got some legendary tokens I have to start doing as well. Because that's how people have been told. Logan said that's how he farms all his. So, yeah, that was pretty much all I want to show you today. 45 minutes is the 42 minutes is the podcast, which is fine because most of the time I have someone else to talk to, and I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself for another hour. So, that's all I had in my notes that I wanted to cover. Showed my oh, my guild event. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, I forgot. We are currently in phase two, like everybody else, and I am sitting at 22nd. Okay. Which isn't too bad. Mind you, I am in a guild that is, I am one of the lowest out of all the people. So if I can get 20 or higher 9 times out of 10, which I don't. If I can get 20 or higher, or at least 25 or higher, then I feel like I'm winning. But, thus far it's been a fun experience. And just to give them a shout out, the feeder. Nice. Let's see here. These are all our guys. Got our three officers here, Schnacky, Rag Dog, and Miles to go. And then where's our leader at? Oh, we had a leader. There we go. Silk the Shaka. One of my favorite No Limit Soldier rappers. But yeah, this is our group. Like I said, I'm one of the, as you can see there, it says casual but competitive, 8 million GP, at least 3 to 4 GLs, have to participate in SBP, TW, and TB. So I love tacos. Yeah, but I feel like we're competitive. The fact that we only have a Discord and we talk basically through the game, but it's been a fun group. They haven't kicked me yet for an 83 million GP. That's pretty good. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast. Now my next feat is going to be trying to get this sound only. So I got the video portion down. Now I need to get the sound only portion down. Can I make this big at all? The screen recorder?
Pickle Rick!
I'm gonna mess with it, 'cause if I mess with them, I'll mess it up. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed Solo Mikey. Hopefully we'll try to get some guests on so we can have a little bit of banter. I also need to hunt down the Spoji guy. I don't know what happened to him. I haven't seen him around lately. He must have quit the game. But I was wondering if he was going to do the Swogies again. Just going to try to get that back on track. But had a lot of fun. Thank you guys. And until next time.